This is Eric Michaels, and you have once again tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Home Care Information and Advice Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Today we are visiting with Lily Serafin. She is the co-author of three books on aging and healthy longevity and president of Home Care Assistance, North America's premier provider of in-home care for seniors. Home Care Assistance provides older adults with quality care that enables them to live happier, healthier lives at home. Lily, thanks for joining us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So, Lily, what is one of the leading causes of hospital readmissions or slow post-hospitalization recovery?
It's a great question. You know, I'm not sure that a lot of people know that one in five patients are readmitted to the hospital within 30 days of discharge. And so you may go in for some type of operation, whether it's scheduled or emergency basis, and 20% of those folks are going back in. Avoidable hospital readmissions are typically caused by lack of proper support following discharge, failure to adhere to the recommended regimens that the discharge team has prepared for the patient, and also lack of physical support for the discharge patient. So those are the things that we normally see that contribute to that slow recovery or to the readmission.
Stunning statistics on the readmission. Was not aware of that at all. Now, how does in-home care help reduce avoidable hospital readmissions?
Well, by bringing in a professional caregiver who's trained, you know, families, first of all, are helping to provide some respite and peace of mind for themselves, because these are individuals who are trained to help the patient make that transition from the hospital to the home environment. In-home care can help to reduce the hospital readmissions because the caregiver will actually follow the regimen, whether it's a medication regimen, physical therapy that needs to be done in the home, making sure the patient isn't exerting themselves too much while at the same time ensuring that they are actually making that transition to independence. And so, you know, the caregivers, as the professional experts, can provide that level of care in the home environment and help the patient avoid the, you know, very emotionally taxing experience of having to go back into the hospital because something went wrong.
What are a few helpful tips for families planning for a hospital discharge?
You know, we have a discharge planning checklist on our website, and what we tell families is, first of all, understand your care options prior to a discharge. For some people, it makes the most sense to go directly from hospital to home. For others, it may make sense to go from hospital to a rehab facility to home. So make sure you know the care options. Write a list of all of the prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs, supplements, vitamins, dosages, all of that stuff. The medical team is aware of all of this, and they're sort of transferring the knowledge to you, but if you don't have it written down in an organized fashion, it's very easy to get confused in the midst of the post-hospitalization recovery. We also tell family to consider things in advance of the patient coming home, obtaining the list of home medical equipment like a walker that can help facilitate recovery, asking hospital staff to demonstrate any tasks that may require special skills, let's say changing a bandage or how to do a proper transfer, asking questions to the discharge team in the hospital. What are common issues for patients who've had a similar operation or in similar circumstances? You know, create a regular schedule, whether it's on your iPhone calendar or even on a piece of paper, so that everyone understands, you know, what about those regular check-ins, the visits to the doctor, and also milestones that are occurring. And most important, you know, consider the assistance of a professional in-home care company that can help make the recovery process that much easier for both patient and family.
Today we are with Lily Serafin. She is the co-author of three books on aging and healthy longevity and president of Home Care Assistance, North America's premier provider of in-home care for seniors here on eHealth Radio, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. What is the difference between a skilled nursing facility and an in-home care, and which is the most effective option for post-hospitalization care and recovery?
That's a great question, and I'm glad that we have a chance to address it. I think that a lot of people don't realize that they do actually have an option. You know, sometimes the discharge team is so accustomed after a particular operation of recommending one versus the other that it's nice to know that it is actually the choice of the patient and their family, whether they go to a facility, let's say a rehab facility or a skilled nursing facility, versus going directly home. the first thing to consider is that the first 72 hours, you know, the first 3 days are critical for post-hospitalization patients. And so whether that recovery is taking place in the home or in the facility, those first 3 days are where you're probably going to experience the most chance for improvement or, you know, the most chance for some complication or mistake. When you go into a facility, you know, the benefit is that you have a number of trained professionals who are there who are accustomed to the diagnosis of the patient. On the other hand, you're not getting the one-on-one attention and the familiar environment that you get from the home. The Archives of Rehabilitative Medicine, which is a prominent journal, back in May of 2011, produced a study that was then shared in the journal, and it said that after joint replacement surgery, they did, you know, a study on thousands of patients, after joint replacement surgery, it actually turned out that going directly from hospital to home was more effective for the recovery of the patient than having to make the complicated transition from hospital to facility to home. And so that's one example. You know, there are different studies out there that outline which can be most effective, but the most important thing is to for the patient and the family to know that it's their choice and to consider things like, you know, do I want to make two separate transitions? You know, do I think that the home environment with the help of medical equipment and a caregiver might be a more familiar, safe, and comfortable setting for this recovery to take place?
I noticed that Home Care Assistance has an exclusive balanced care method training program for caregivers. What is the balanced care method and how does it help improve a patient's recovery?
So the balanced care method is really a unique program that Home Care Assistance has, and it's actually our approach to home care. We embrace aging. We have a positive view of longevity. And so when we were developing a training program for our caregivers, it was very important for us that it be based on that optimistic and positive view of the aging process. A lot of inspiration from Okinawa, Japan, which has the longest living elders in the world. And, you know, the studies have shown, you know, that only one-third of our longevity is based on genetics and two-thirds are based on lifestyle factors. So once we knew that and that the population was aging, you know, at such a rapid pace, it was important for us to have our caregiver employees, you know, understand those lifestyle options. And so the Balanced Care Method trains our caregivers in healthy nutrition, physical activity, mental stimulation, sense of purpose, and social ties. Those are the five components of a balanced, healthy lifestyle, and we make sure that every caregiver who works with one of our clients is trained in that proprietary method.
Lily, where can our listeners be in touch with you, not only to be in contact with you per their needs, but also to gather more information and tap into your resources?
People can go to homecareassistance.com to learn about our company and our in-home care services. And if you're specifically interested in post-hospitalization care, we also have a site, hospitaltohomecare.com. So those should both offer a wealth of resources.
Very good. And in conclusion, Lily, if there was one last thing that you would want to share with our listeners on this topic of in-home care, what would that be?
Probably the most important thing to keep in mind is that, you know, 9 out of 10 seniors have a preference to age and live at home, and people don't have to make the difficult choice of serving as the caregivers themselves or placing parents or loved ones into a facility. There is that wonderful option right in the middle, which is, you know, allowing people to stay in the comfort of home with the assistance of professional caregivers.
Very informative. We've been talking with Lily Serafin. She is the co-author of 3 books on aging and healthy longevity and president of Home Care Assistance, North America's premier provider of in-home care for seniors. Home Care Assistance provides older adults with quality care that enables them to live happier, healthier lives from home. And the website of reference is homecareassistance.com. Lily, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you again. It was my pleasure.
Likewise, and this is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the eHealth Radio Network, and we thank you for listening to this home care information and advice channel. And until next time, enjoy.